Orange on the Central West's 105.1 Triple M, brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head out to Cowra now. Joining us online, it's the Mayor, Bill West. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning, your listeners. Had a little bit of rain at the weekend, made things a bit more pleasant, I think. And you guys had a bit of snow over there. We didn't get the snow. Well, I think the eastern end of the Shire might have got a touch.
Yeah, there was plenty of it too. It was a good drop. Community has been very busy. You've been very busy out in the community as well.
Yeah, community, just that you get these little periods where there's a lot of community activity going on, and it's always a delight to be able to go to these community activities just to support the wonderful work that people do in our community, because we've also got the shows coming up fairly quickly too. But yeah, last week we had the RSL region sub-branch meeting of the regions in Cowra on Sunday, and because RSL do a wonderful job, and they're a very special place given the RSLs, not just what the RSL do and the work they have done, but also in Cowra, the fact that the war cemetery, the Japanese graves, were first started to be looked after by members of the RSL at the time, which is a great credit to them. Yesterday I had the 105th birthday celebrations of Red Cross, and everybody knows what a wonderful job they do in the community. Today I'm off to Bathurst to the Chifley Police Command Awards, just recognising the service of the police in that region, and I think it's important to acknowledge the wonderful work they do in supporting our community from sometimes a very difficult job under very difficult circumstances. And when we're in trouble, we turn to the police. So it's important we just acknowledge them. And then next week we have some awards being presented to Rural Fire Service volunteers, again acknowledging the tremendous work that they do. So it's always you have these little runs of that activity, but it's always a pleasure to be on behalf of the council and the community, you know, just thank those people and acknowledge the work that they do in our community tirelessly in many cases and very unselfishly.
Now, a re-energised Cowra Business Chamber is having its AGM. What the Cowra Business Chamber are doing at the moment is really making some waves around the region. People are talking.
They are really doing a magnificent job. Jordan Corr and the team and the Business Chamber committees and all those involved are doing a wonderful job. They're really, really, really got the shoulder of the world, and in terms of business activity in our Shire, they're really leading the way, and we're council supporting them and being very proud of what they're doing, and it's tremendous to see, and I hope all the businesses do support them, because it is in the best interest of business to be part of the Business Chamber and making decisions which influence not just your own particular business but the businesses beside you and the business down the road. It all helps to establish a stronger business community in our town, in our economic area. So they're an important organisation, and as you indicated, they're doing a great job and revitalised it superbly. So it's their AGM Wednesday night, and it'll be a pleasure to go along and just acknowledge the work they do and say thank you to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And council have got community grants available now?
Yeah, every year we have a community grants program twice a year, what we have is grant program which is eligible for individuals and community groups, basically volunteer non-profit organisations, but to provide some funding for them, not for recurrent expenditure, Neil, but for little items that they might want in terms of helping them to run or manage their businesses. And we'd invite any organisation interested to contact council and find out what the criteria is, and if it's applicable, make an application, because it's council money, it's community money, it's really your money we're handing back to the community, but it's just a way of supporting what they do. And I think these organisations and individuals, if you give them $10, they turn it into $100 worth of value very quickly.
Yeah, absolutely right. Look, before I let you go, and on the subject of grants, whether it be local, state or federal, whether it be for infrastructure or refurbishing sporting clubs, whether it be for drought money, all these grants come with conditions. The application is very strict and stringent, and the money must be used as set out in the application process. So if you do get grant money, you need to adhere to the terms and conditions, if you like.
Well, firstly, you only get grant money if the application is consistent with the scope of the grant. That's given. And then when you do get the grant money, yes, you have to acquit it in a way that is still consistent with the application that you put in and with the grant money guidelines. So that, yes, there's no scope for taking grant money and then just at your own whim taking that money and putting it into some other project. No, you can't do that, and nor would this council, or as far as I'm aware, any council around the region even contemplate doing that, because it's just simply it's illegal. In the context, it's not within the guidelines, so you've got to follow the guidelines. But it's also something that councils take very seriously, the fact that they apply for these grants, and the grants are specific in terms of what they do it for.
Yeah, because you're audited on that then, aren't you?
Well, there has to be an acquittal, yes, there has to be an acquittal. And in terms of grants and things like the money from the state government, the building stronger communities or the drought money or whatever the money is, we still have to make an application in some form for specific projects, and those projects have to be part of within the guidelines, otherwise you don't get the money.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, isn't it?
It's very simple, yeah. And it takes council a lot of time to actually put these grants applications together, and there is a very serious responsibility on the acquittal. And where we've got a concern or a question, or people raise concerns or questions, we certainly go and check it out, sometimes make a phone call just to clarify any issues that might be out there. So, yeah, we take it very seriously, Norman, but they are very, very tightly controlled, as they ought to be.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, indeed. Joining us online, it is the Mayor, Bill West, as eloquent as ever. Thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure to chat.
Thanks, Neil. You look after yourself, and talk to you in a couple of weeks, and hopefully another shower of rain, a bit of sunshine, there'll be a little bit of more positivity in the region. More positivity.